So my name's Harley, if y'all don't know, and I serve in the production team and creative and everything. And thank y'all for coming today and being here to listen to my story in the Reclaim series. I come from Paclet, South Carolina, little town nobody knows of really. It's, you know, small. And well, I just wanted to say that I've been to church my entire life, ever since I can remember, since I'm, you know, I can remember back 4 years old, and I've been in church since then. I grew up, my aunt and uncle always took me to church. Never missed a Sunday, never missed a Sunday night, never missed a Wednesday night for about 24 years. Every Sunday, every Wednesday. My dad died when I was 6 years old. didn't really affect me. I knew then, I was like, you know, like I said, I grew up in church. Was like, yeah, he died, he went to heaven. I know, I'll see him again one day. Didn't bother me. I was the only person at the, like I said, I was 6 years old, so I really, I guess you couldn't say I understood or anything, but I knew that he wasn't going to be there anymore. And I was like, I'm going to see him one day. And so I still believe that to this day. I will see him again one day. Like I said, my aunt and uncle, they're the ones that got ingrained in me, go to church. My mama, she would go to church on the special days, like Easter, Christmas, but never really went. So I got my aunt and uncle is the ones that I gotta really thank for ingraining in me, go to church, get saved, and, you know, be who I am. I think I got saved around 10 years old. I'm, like Alex said last week, I can't really remember the exact day, what, you know, the hour. I just know it was during a revival, and I got scared to death because I did not want to go to hell. The preacher was just like, you know, banging on the podium, you know, you're going to go to hell if you don't get saved. And I'm like, I'm going to go to hell? And so I was like, I need to get saved. So I went up to, you know, proclaim that I needed to believe, I wanted to believe in Jesus and that he died for me. And so I got saved around 10 years old, and it wasn't just a one-night thing. I wanted to make sure, so I asked every day for a week that, you know, God save me. I wanted to make sure. And so I pretty much all through school, never, like I said, I never missed a Sunday, never missed a Wednesday night. And through high school, I'd go to Bible studies once, twice a week. My faith was extremely strong. I would, you know, try to tell other people about God, about Jesus. You know, some people didn't want to listen in high school, but, you know, whatever. I'd just keep going, keep pressing on. Hey, you know, you need to get saved. Jesus is real. Believe in him. And then right after high school, I decided to go to a college in Atlanta, the Art Institute, and there's a lot of people down there that just didn't really care or believe. I tried to find a church. I went to one church one time, was kind of bored, and was like, and just kind of fell away. I got involved with, you know, a couple people, little crowds, and didn't stay with God. What they say, backslid, and I started hanging out with, I started doing parties and stuff like that, you know, normal college stuff, I guess, and I started drinking a little bit, did a couple little drugs, you could say, and I fully believe that I didn't get to finish school there, and I believe that God actually, I couldn't find a job. I couldn't find a part-time job or anything like that, so I didn't have any money. And then I eventually failed a couple of classes, and I couldn't pay for them to retake them, so I was like, I got to come back home. And I wholly believe that God was like, you know what? I'm going to show you, since you, you know, left or went away. I'm going to pull you back. So I wholly believe that he's the reason why that I couldn't get a job and I failed and to come back home, to bring me back. So again, I started going back to church again, and right after, it was a couple years after that, my mom had a stroke and she passed. I wouldn't say that it affected me until way later, especially the past few years. This has been now 16 years ago is when she passed. And it didn't really affect me until, I guess, my son was born. Because I wanted her to be able to see him. And because I knew that, again, like she said, she didn't really go to church, but she always professed she was a Christian. So I was like, I'll see her again too. And I know she went to heaven, but, or I hope she went to heaven. She never really told me she got saved, but I hope she did. And so right before she died, my gift to her for that year was going to be, she always wanted me to get married. And so I was going to get married that year, the next year, to a girl that I went to high school with. And that was going to be my present to her that year. And I told her that on her dying bed, and I told her to let go. You know, that's when she actually went. I got the pleasure of actually sitting with her as she passed. But that next year, I got married, and all was great. We went to church. We started a puppet ministry at our church. Was pretty strong in my faith. I was, you know, nothing could bring me down. God was great. Everything in my life was great. And then, 8 years in, my wife cheated on me. And that really, really, really brought me down to a point where I hated God. It was at that point that for a while I blamed it on God, because it's like, why would you do this to me? I've been just like Alex last week. I was trying not to cry. I'm one of those people that's like, I'm a man. We don't cry. But, you know, I hated God at that point, because it was his fault. Because I was, with what I thought my faith was, that shouldn't happen. That we, like I said, we've been going to church. We've been doing everything right. Prayed. Everything. It's just, but then that happened and she left. It has been one of my goals for a long time to have a child. And then she comes up, hey, I'm pregnant by another man. And that really, really, really broke me. To a point where I would drive down the road and basically curse God. That went on for probably 5 or 6 months. And then I stayed in church. I actually stopped going to my normal church, which is, like I said, I've been going there for 24, 25 years. And then I saw where somebody invited me to go to New Spring. And so I decided to go there. And probably one of the best decisions of my life, because I saw where people, like, that were broken, just like I was at this point, get better. And I needed that. So I started with some small groups, and with the help of them and friends, like Alex was a big part of it, and so was my friend Daniel, talking me through this. I went to some men's retreat, and on that, you know, it kind of got my mind off of it, and I had a lot of people pray over me. The people at New Spring prayed over me, and I was like, you know, which was more than what my last church did. They didn't, it was one of those things where somebody cheats on you, it's like, you know, you become like a side outcast, which is not what I needed. And so that's why I had to get out of that environment. So after, like I said, after about 6 months of that, of going to New Spring, realized that, you know, it wasn't God's fault. He still loved me, and that I'm still his child, and that I just needed him more now than ever. And so I started praying, and I was like, I'm 32, 33 years old. I'm like, what? I'm fat. I can't find another wife. What am I going to do? Nobody's going to like me. And I had to get through that. And what my life all changed one day when I was like, I started praying again regularly for God to just, you know, take over my life and just be, you know, with me and help me do what I need to do. And I decided to take a chance of asking my current wife out on a date. She didn't know it was a date. I did. She didn't. And she asked her to go to the movies with me, where, you know, she sat down beside me and was like, you know, not next to me. I was like, okay, I guess this is how it is. And again, like I said, she didn't know it was a date. She still says this day that it wasn't. And I'm like, I'm a man, it was to me. And so we started hanging out a little more. I invited her to New Spring. She came a few times, and she started coming with me to a small group session. And that's where we really got to know each other. And I'm like, I think this is God's way of telling me that this is the one. This is where he was leading me to. Because my previous wife she told me she didn't want to have children. And what really broke me during that was, like I said, she got pregnant by another person. And I've always wanted to have kids. And she always told me, I don't want to have kids in this world. So I had written it off as like, I'm never going to have kids. And I think this was, again, I look back now and I thank God that maybe that was his way of, again, getting us to break up or out, so I could now have my beautiful, wonderful current wife. And we now have a beautiful son, which just turned 4 years old and broke his collarbone. But, and that, and that's it. I think about the best verse that I could think of today for this was like Psalms 46:10, where it says, "Be still and know that I am God." Where during this whole time, I never actually sat down and just like, you know, you're still God. And I think about today is that everybody should just take time and just for themselves and just sit down and be like, you're still God. You still have control of everything. Even the worst parts of when things go bad, things go wrong, and you think that everybody hates you, you're not worth anything, be still and know you're still God. And that's my story. I know it's short, and it's like, but that's my story. That's how God reclaimed me.
Thank you, Harley, very much. Thank you for being vulnerable enough to come up here and do something that I know is a little bit uncomfortable, to stand in front of people and to share your story. That is very hard for us to do as individuals, as humans. Some of us are a little bit better at it than others. Some of us don't, you know, we don't care. It doesn't make a difference. But I will say that there is someone listening to that story, myself included, who can relate to a part of Harley's testimony. You've been there. Maybe it's multiple parts of his testimony. You've experienced that. You know exactly how he was feeling because it was like you were living it out as well. And I just want to say, for those who are watching online, or if you're here in the house, and there was something that Harley said that just connected with you and you felt like God was speaking to you in that moment, I just want you to reach out to us. We would love to connect with you. We would love to pray for you, to pray with you, to walk with you through whatever you're going through. We have people day in and day out that reach out to us online through our email and for prayer. And they share a lot of the experiences and a lot of the circumstances that Harley has walked through. And if that's you, and maybe you've been looking for someone who can help you, who can encourage you, who can walk with you through that, we are here. Please reach out to us. Email us at prayer@thevine.tv. We'd love to connect with you and talk with you. Maybe you were listening to that testimony and you felt like, you know what? I've never sat down and I've never been still long enough to say that, yes, you are God. And maybe in this moment, maybe you just feel like that's what you need to do. So if everyone with heads bowed and eyes closed, if that's you, and you're feeling like something is pulling at you, you feel like God is just speaking so loudly to you right now, I just want you to be still. And I want you to surrender to this moment. I want you to surrender to Him. Let Him speak to you, so that you do know He is God. So that you know Christ came to this world and He lived the perfect life that neither you nor I could ever live. And in return for that, for us, He paid our debt on the cross. He was buried, but on the third day, because of His great power, because of His love for us, He rose in victory. And we get to celebrate in that. We get to have that hope that Harley talked about of seeing our loved ones again because of Him. And it is because of our faith in Him. So if that's you and you want to place your faith in Christ right now, today, just pray this prayer with me. And just know it's not the words of this prayer. It's the faith in your heart that Jesus is who He says He is. Lord Jesus, I need You. I am a sinner, separated from You. I turn from my way. I repent of my sins, and I follow You. I believe You lived the perfect life. I believe You died for my sins on the cross. And I believe You rose in victory. Help me to follow You the rest of my life, the best way I know how. And if that's you, if you prayed that prayer and you believe that wholeheartedly, I just want you to reach out to us. You can respond after the service. You can come find someone. You can let us know. We'd love to talk with you and pray with you and celebrate with you. And if that's you and you're watching online, email us. As I said, you can email us at prayer@thevine.tv or hello@thevine.tv, or find us on Facebook at thevine.tvsc. And we would love to connect with you, to celebrate with you, and to worship our great God together with you. Lord Jesus, I pray for this moment as we get ready to step into worship. I pray that you will speak to us, that you will draw us closer than we have ever been to you, that you will help us to be still and to know that you are God. Amen.
Our next song is a new one that we haven't done before. It's called Run to the Father. And as Harley was speaking, it was just really, it just really made sense for this song today. I didn't talk to Harley. I didn't know his testimony. But it's just crazy how God works through this when we plan these songs, and how God just can use them to go along with the service. But this song talks about how we hold our burdens inside. We try to hide them away in our hearts. And if our hearts are full of Jesus, then he's going to cut that out. One thing that, one scripture that I think goes along with this song is Matthew 11:28. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Y'all stand and sing this song with us. Carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. I see it now, I'm laying it down, and I know that I need you. I run to the Father, I fall into grace, I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend, so I'll run to the Father again. Again and again and again. Oh.
I just want to say thank you again, Harley, for sharing your story. I didn't cry last week during my own story, but Harley made me cry. And then these guys up here singing that song made me cry. I mean, come on. But I just want to say thank you, Harley. That was a beautiful story, and God's going to use it. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you so much for spending your Sunday morning, your Monday afternoon, your Wednesday evening, whenever it is, with us. We are thankful and we are humbled that we have the opportunity to do this every single week. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to come into your presence and to proclaim the good news of the gospel, that Jesus is alive. We hope that you'll join us again next week as we continue the Reclaim series. We can't wait for what God's going to do through that. So be sure to join us again. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for everyone here. Those who could not be here, Lord, we pray that you will be with them. Keep them safe. Watch over them. Help them to feel better if they are sick, Lord. We just pray that you will bring us all back together. No matter where we go, Lord, whether it's here together or whether we walk out these doors in separate directions, God, help us all to be connected through our faith and our hope in Jesus Christ. Help us to be a light in this dark world, because we know that we need it. Help us to point others to the hope and the joy and the peace that we have in our souls, and that is Jesus Christ. May you be glorified through all that we do. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you. Have a great week. We can't wait to see you again. God bless.